Hello, my friend, and welcome to Your Professional Hype Girl. My name is Melissa Hartman, and I'm excited to chat with you about today's topic because this has been something that's been really prevalent in my life. And you know, if you've been here for a little while, I share the things that are on my heart because I think those are the best lessons that can be translated in a way that really can speak to people. And so I was thinking about this for like the past 2 weeks because life isn't perfect, right? We understand this and we know that there are going to be days, there are going to be weeks, there are going to be months or sometimes even years in our life where we are experiencing trials and tribulations, and maybe we feel like it's, you know, one thing after the next. And I don't even want to say like I feel like that's been me because I have it so good compared to other people I connect with or other people that I hear stories from about how things are going in their life. But we all have these phases, right? And I had kind of this phase maybe a few weeks ago where I just felt like everything was going wrong. I got some news about a dear friend passing. I had some business stuff going on. I felt like I was putting out fires all over the place. And these things just happen, right? But my message for you today is this. I want you to, when this stuff happens, because it's bound to happen, because it's life, right? When these scenarios happen in your life, I want you to stop and just take a look and be proud of how you are handling these things. Because I personally was thinking about this in relation, like in my relationship with my health and my fitness. Because in the past, had I had, you know, situations come up, had I had these emotions that I was experiencing come up during a time like this, I would have more or less shut down. I would have felt crappy about myself. I probably would have ate crappy. I probably wouldn't be sleeping well. I probably would not be going to the gym. And I was having a conversation on my mastermind last week, and I just said, I'm really proud of myself because even though there's been all of these things, all of these fires I've had to put out, I'm still doing what's important to me. And that is taking care of the things that I can control, right? Because oftentimes in our life, there are things that are just outside of our control. We can't control what's happening in our job. We can't always control what's happening in relationships. We can't always control what's happening in life in general. And so we have to focus on the things that we are in control of. And we can either let that spiral and go, you know, in the complete wrong direction and then feel even worse about ourselves because we let ourselves do that, or we can understand that the time is going to pass anyway, and it's really important, like, not only physically for you to stay on track, but when you do the physical stuff, right, like taking a walk or doing a meditation, if you're feeling, you know, all of these feelings, because all of these feelings, right, these highs and lows of life come into our life. When you are physically moving your body, emotionally, that can truly help transform how you're feeling as well. And so I don't know what's going on in your life right now. I feel like things have just been a little bit heavier lately. I don't know if that's just me or if that's the general consensus. I don't know, since like maybe 2020. But if you're going through this right now, I just want you to know that you have most likely progressed in ways that you don't even realize since a year ago, since 5 years ago, since a decade ago. And I understand that we're not perfect. And here's the thing, you're never going to be perfect. So give up the idea of perfection. just focus on staying a little bit more committed than you were yesterday, a little bit more committed than you were a week or a month ago. Those little changes, those little decisions that you're making every single day, I know they don't feel like much, right? It doesn't feel like much when it's 7:30 on a Tuesday night. I'm recording this then. and you say, you know what? Yeah, I really want to eat a bowl of cereal right now, but I'm not going to do that because I know I don't sleep well when I eat when I'm getting ready for bed, right? So those little things are what make a big difference over time. And I know it doesn't feel like it. I know it feels like these small, minuscule things like, oh, nobody's going to know I ate that extra candy bar. Nobody's going to know I went through the drive-thru at McDonald's and ate the fries, right? But it all adds up over time. And so you have made such progress. I know you may not see it right now. I know you may not feel it, but take a look. Take a look back a decade ago. A decade ago was 2013. Wow, that's crazy to think about. How old were you in 2013? Were you with the same partner you were with in 2013? What age were your kids, right? Because I know that if I think about, okay, a decade ago, my kid was 2 on her way to being 3. I know what age that is. I may not remember 2013 exactly, but I remember where I was living now that I know my daughter was 2 or 3 years old. And I remember what a crap hole apartment that was. And now I live in a beautiful home and have an amazing dog and he's sitting right here by me. So, you know, all of these incredible things that you've up-leveled in your life, maybe you've been able to grow in your faith. Maybe you've been able to grow in your relationship. There are so many different changes since 2013, April, whatever day it is you're listening to this, you have had massive changes since a decade ago. So give yourself props. I know my example was the workout one. You know, that's what first came to my mind. I just had a moment of, dang, past Melissa would never have done this. I would have said, I don't feel good. I'm going to lay on the couch. But that's not what present Melissa is doing. And that makes me really proud because future Melissa is going to be a knockout, right? Because I'm taking those steps every single day to get a little bit closer. So with that being said, I love you. I appreciate you. I want you to know that if you're feeling conflicted, if you're feeling overwhelmed with how to start your health journey, or maybe you've been in the process of starting a health journey and then you stop and you're starting and stopping, you've fallen off the wagon, you don't know what to do because there's so much information out there, I want to invite you today to join my new program that's coming out May 2nd, I believe it is. It's a Tuesday. We are opening the doors May 2nd, but right now we are in the pre-launch phase, which means you get access to pre-sale pricing. I have never, ever before released this program, so I am putting it at a very reasonable price point, and it's for 6 weeks. And so if you're somebody who wants to build a strong foundation for your health, you want to be able to build and stack habits, you want to be able to feel confident, you want to be able to overcome those limiting beliefs that you're experiencing in your health journey, because maybe, well, quite frankly, you were like me and you were never successful on your health journey in the past, then this is going to be a really good program for you. And I want to personally invite you into it at the pre-sale pricing. So if that's something you're interested in, check out the show notes because there's going to be a link in there with the pre-sale pricing. Or if you have a question before you click that sign up button, just send me a message on Facebook or Instagram and I'm happy to chat. Like, I'm only a message away. I'm going to be releasing more details about the program. Like if you want to know, you know, is it going to be live or recordings or all of that stuff is going to be announced on the 13th of April, which is next week, Thursday. So you can stay tuned for that. But if you're like, I know I need to be a part of this pre-sale, I like me a good coupon. So if that's something you're interested in, you can use that link or send me a message. But I love you. I appreciate you. If you got value from this today, would you do me a favor and share it with somebody who you know needs to hear this message? Or would you share it on your stories? You can do that over on Facebook or Instagram. I always love getting tagged and seeing what some of your takeaways were from these episodes. Until next time, I'll talk to you then. Bye.